This is episode 211, The Realities of Earning a Passive Income.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast to episode number 211. As always, it is a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And it's a Monday, I'm recording here. One of my favorite times of the week recording this podcast. I actually was saying to my wife, Haley, this morning, I love Mondays. For me, it's a bit of a quieter day. It's the start of a new week, and I'm kind of rested after a weekend. I feel like pumped and ready for the new week, and I actually spend Monday morning at home. I do my email, and then I get to drop Jay, our boy, off at Kindy, and it's just a really nice, easy start to the week, and I get to do the podcast as well. So yeah, I love Mondays, and thank you for tuning in and listening. So today I want to talk about passive income. And this came up as I was going through the survey results at the start of the year. I put out a survey, what do you guys want to learn about this year? And earning an income online and passive income is one of these topics that kind of crept up a few times. And passive income is often portrayed as the holy grail of earning money online. Because if you can make money while you sleep, that sounds awesome, right? But before you go ahead and quit your job and embark on your passive income journey, I thought I'd share some of the realities that you may not be aware of from my own experience. And so to add some context to any listeners, if this is their first time listening to my podcast, or if you're not entirely sure what I do, my business currently generates revenue in a few different ways. Primarily through providing consulting services, I help companies with tools like Asana and Pipedrive and Zapier. And so that's where I get the bulk of my income from. But I also have other revenue streams. I sell digital products online. I earn revenue through affiliate marketing deals, sponsorships, and ad revenue as well of my YouTube channel. And some of these revenue streams require more effort than others. And while I do get some revenue without having to do anything afterwards, like if somebody clicks an affiliate link, I just get a commission. I don't have to do anything when I earn that. Every revenue stream does require effort to create and or maintain. So the first thing I want to talk about, or the first sort of reality that I wanted to share, is that passive income isn't what you might think. Passive income is often used, I think, as a marketing term to describe a means of making money without having to work for it. And this definition, I think, has just been taken to the extreme. I often see ads coming up on YouTube or videos of young guys sitting in a flash car boasting about the big sales they've made from their dropshipping business, all while doing no work. And it's that classic, it's kind of like that, I suppose, the 4-hour work week. If you've read that book, I'm big fan of this book. But I think the 4-hour work week probably pioneered or helped to pioneer this passive income movement, this idea of generating revenue efficiently to free up your time. And I have nothing wrong with that. Reply All, actually, a podcast, published a very good story about how a lot of dropshippers, to use that example, don't actually make much money. And they're the only ones really making money in dropshipping are people who are making courses about how to do dropshipping. And they make most of their money through courses. So I thought of that as an example because it's something that's been in my sphere. These videos keep coming up and it's quite funny. And according to Investopedia, passive income is actually earnings that are derived from a rental property, limited partnership, or other enterprise in which a person is not actively involved. And so I think the key phrase here is the not actively involved part. So if you are working in some way to create or maintain your income, it's not really passive. And that's what I'm going to be talking about more. And so my first kind of word of warning is to not get sucked into the allure of passive income and all the marketing hype that surrounds it. I think it's a definition or it's a word or a phrase that's being thrown around a lot. And I think people misinterpret what passive income is. So the second reality is that it takes a long time for your passive income to kick in. I've talked to aspiring and new business owners whose goals are to create, passive income so that they can live the good life and not have to work. Now, I have nothing wrong with that as a goal. In fact, I've talked a lot on my podcast about how my goal is to optimize my income and my lifestyle and be as efficient as I can. But I think people need to be realistic that generating sources of passive income can take a long time to get going. It's a very heavy wheel that takes a long time to start spinning. Once it's spinning, it's great, but it takes a while to build that momentum. And when I started my business, I got pulled into that passive income idea. I focused on creating digital products and courses for exactly this reason. I thought these are things that I can make once and sell many, many times. It's very scalable. And that's true. But I later realized that it takes a while to build the audience and get the subscribers and the website traffic that you need to make a business model like that work. And that's why I actually started the consulting. It was about mid-2016. It was taking a while to sell some products, and so I started the consulting so I could quickly earn some money to justify quitting my job, because that's really what I wanted to do. And then I was able to do that, and then I could continue growing these other sources of revenue as well. And so now, years later, I'm able to earn some passive income from things like YouTube ads, from affiliate links, and even product sales. But none of this would have been possible without the years, literally years of groundwork I put in creating content and building an audience. And Pat Flynn, one of the godfathers of passive income from smartpassiveincome.com, he uses this tagline in his podcast. He says, "Work hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later." And in my experience, that is spot on, because it takes a lot of hard work to get going. And if you're lucky, you'll be able to reap the benefits later. And this doesn't mean doing no work. It simply means you'll realize the benefits later on, and there's still going to be some work required. The third reality that I wanted to share is that passive income still requires maintenance. What I just said is sort of a nice segue to this point. It still requires a lot of maintenance. I spent years making YouTube videos, and it was a lot of work up front, but now I can enjoy the benefits of that work as the videos generate some ad revenue each month. But if I stopped responding to comments and stopped making new content, this source of income would eventually dry up as the content becomes outdated or as new content takes over. And with digital product sales as well, I'm able to generate revenue each week from my automated sales funnels, but I still need to provide customer service, and the products themselves require updates in order to stay relevant and valuable and useful to customers. Even investments aren't truly passive, as they still require maintenance. I've been investing some of my company profits into Bitcoin in the last year or so, and it still takes time to educate yourself and to stay up to date with what's going on in the markets. Even investments that are going up in value, it all takes time to educate yourself. And so going back to what I said at the start, some sources of income require less effort than others, but none of it is truly passive. All income requires some work to maintain. And the fourth reality is don't rely on your passive income. I mean, yeah, sure, there are some businesses, maybe you can live off full passive income, but I think, you know, it's really good idea to try and diversify if you can. In my business, I view affiliate revenue, which is pretty passive, as sort of a bonus on top of my main incomes. So for example, you know, I work with a client, I'm charging them for my service, and I might recommend a tool as part of my service. And if I can receive a commission from that company for recommending that tool, then great. You know, it's sort of the cherry on top of the sundae. But ultimately, I still want to eat the sundae. And so depending on how you generate your passive income, you may be closely tied to the actions of external parties as well that really can significantly impact your business. In the past, YouTube, for example, YouTube creators have been caught off guard when the company suddenly decided to change how its ad revenue product works and how its recommendation algorithms worked, and people got pretty upset. And so it's good if you can to try and diversify so you're not totally beholden to one company, especially if it's, you know, an external party. And so the consulting revenue I generate, I think, it feels a lot safer because I don't think there's much risk of like Asana or Pipedrive suddenly shutting up shop and leaving me with no work. You know, these products are going to exist for a long time, so I think I'm going to be pretty safe and have a job. And so if you want to learn more about how I create a lucrative consulting business, helping businesses and individuals with tools like Asana and Pipedrive and how you can operate your own virtual consulting company, then you should definitely check out my How to Become a Virtual Consultant program, which I've linked in today's show notes at paulminers.com/211. And so in closing, I don't want this episode to come off as too pessimistic. I am now enjoying the benefits of earning revenue from less active income. See what I did there? You know, I wouldn't say it's truly passive. I'd call it less active income. And if you can build these lower, less active sources of income into your business, then I highly recommend it. But my goal simply today is to make sure that aspiring or new business owners who are looking at passive income are realistic in regards to creating and maintaining an income online. And if you have any questions, you can definitely reach out to me. Head on over to my show notes, paulmeiners.com/211, and you can leave me a comment there. Or if you're signed up to my newsletter, which goes out every week, you can always respond to the emails that I send out there. One more time, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulmeiners.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulmeiners.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.